Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up here, a YouTuber is getting press here in New Hampshire for a live stream First Amendment audit of a town hall out on the seacoast. And boy, these bureaucrats are not happy about what happened.
I'm surprised in New Hampshire they're not more accustomed to this.
It's the seacoast. That's different than Keene. They're very accustomed to being recorded here in Keene. Seacoast, not so much. Keene has always had a, you know, civil disobedient, street activist, direct action kind of contingent. And that hasn't been the case out in other parts of most of the rest of New Hampshire. So we'll get to that story coming up here in a moment. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
Bunny.
And Aria.
Just a moment ago, we were talking about Cuba and how they're reducing the amount of government regulations and government mandates on who can do what as far as working is concerned. There's more private options now than ever before in Cuba. People can become entrepreneurs now, which they couldn't do previously. So there's a lot of really interesting things happening there. If you've been to Cuba and you want to comment, call us a little bit later when we open the phones up tonight. Because as I mentioned earlier in the show, we're doing a special mixed show where part of the show we're going to be recorded, which we are right now, but a little bit later we'll be here in the studio live, so stick with us. That part is coming up. But at the end of the Cuba discussion, we ended up getting into talking about, for whatever reason, Biden doing a Buy American order.
That's so surprising.
And is it, though? I mean, because as Bonnie pointed out, there really isn't a difference between these people, right?
Donald the Republicans Trump. And yeah. Democrats.
Donald Trump, Joe Biden. I mean, Trump was more entertaining. But ultimately, they're all continuing the same policies for the most part.
Trump is entertaining more consistently, but mm-hmm. when Joe Biden starts talking about kids stroking his leg hair or whatever,
that is hilarious.
He is infinitely more entertaining than Trump is.
True. Biden is unintentionally entertaining.
When he calls his daughter his dead son's name and says, "This is my son."
Yes, that too. So, President Biden, this is actually from the WhiteHouse.gov press release section here. This was actually January 25th. So that's, what, 5 days after he took office? That's how soon he issued, was one of the myriad of executive orders that he has issued since he has taken office.
So it was clearly a priority to him.
Oh, yeah. They had planned to do this, right? Because as soon as he took office, he issued dozens of executive orders. From what I saw, it was way more than like what Trump did. Apparently, as well. Anyway, here's their propaganda. Today, while many American businesses are on the brink of having to close their doors because of the crisis that our country faces, which, of course, the government created by mandating that people close their doors, President Biden will sign an executive order to support manufacturers, businesses, and workers to ensure that our future is made in all of America by all of America's workers. With this order, President Biden is ensuring that when the federal government spends taxpayer dollars, they are spent on American-made goods, by American workers, and with American-made component parts.
Isn't it fascinating that this is almost the exact opposite of what Cuba did?
Good point.
Cuba became a little freer, and the United States is like, no, we want to scratch that socialism itch a little bit more.
The executive order. But the thing is that presumably the conservatives should love this, right? This is all about Buy American, and it is pretty commie.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Ari and I hadn't heard of it at all. I heard of some of the executive orders that he did, but not this one.
Well, right. I mean, is the right-wing media going, or the right-wing talk radio going to praise Biden for this? No, they're going to ignore it. Even though they would have,
sure.
Even though if Trump did the same thing, they would have praised him for hours and hours on the air. This executive order fulfills President Biden's promise to make Buy American real and close loopholes that allow companies to offshore production and jobs while still qualifying for domestic preferences. President Biden's executive action will ensure the federal government is investing taxpayer dollars in American businesses.
How about just let the taxpayers keep their dollars and invest it how they choose?
That would be what freedom would be, yes.
It would be superior to what he's trying to do.
It sure would. But they've already stolen the money. So
this is basically a bailout for failing American companies that can't compete with companies that are actually producing things that we are buying and that we do want to buy.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to look at it.
Not surprised to see more bailouts from the government.
Those investments will help create well-paid union jobs and build our economy back better so that everybody has a fair shot at the middle class. They will buy from all of America, including minority entrepreneurs and businesses in every region in our country. And they'll support the manufacturing capabilities and technology needed to build a clean energy future and strengthen our national security and give our workers and companies the tools they need to compete globally for decades to come.
What the hell is even manufactured in America anymore?
Jobs in retail?
Yeah, we sell the stuff that other countries manufacture, but
there are some manufacturing plants that do things. I mean, there is, for instance, a company here that I think they... I don't know if they actually probably don't even manufacture the equipment. There's like a medical supply company here in Keene.
Yeah.
I think they manufacture some things.
I'm trying to like go through my mind to see if I remember anybody in my life ever like working at a factory, and I really don't. My dad said he did in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. The executive action is part of the president's broader commitment to increase investments in manufacturing industries and workers in order to build back better. The president is committed to working on a bipartisan basis to advance this work, including with members of Congress who have been leaders on Buy American and Buy America for years. And they go on and on and on and on here about this thing.
The glories of patriotic socialism.
Yeah, and let's see. So then they talk about the executive order. The dollars the federal government spends on goods and services are a powerful tool to support American workers and manufacturers. Contracting alone accounts for nearly $600 billion in federal spending. Federal law requires government agencies to give preferences to American firms, however. Those preferences have not always been implemented consistently or effectively. And some of these requirements, which shape how the government preferences domestic goods and services and what it buys, have not been substantially updated since 1954. During the Eisenhower administration. It is long overdue that the U.S. government utilizes the full force of current domestic preferences to support America's workers and businesses, strengthening our economy. And by the way, that's BS, because it doesn't strengthen the economy. And you touched on this, Aria, when you steal money from people first and then hand a fraction of it back to them.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
No, that is...
It's weakening the economy a little bit less than you were a moment ago, but it's not much of an improvement.
Correct, because you're taking money out of the hands of the people who earned it and who know how best to spend it. Even if they don't spend it in the way that you think is best, they are the ones who should make those decisions. They are the ones who deserve the freedom to make those choices. And so to take away their money out of their hands and then give it to preferentially treated companies because, you know, again, if I'm a business owner and I've earned, you know, whatever living that I've made, I've sold whatever product it is that I've sold. If I wanted to spend that money on something from China or something from Cuba or something from outside of the United States, now I'm unable to do that. And instead, the government's going to go and spend it possibly with my competitor. No.
That's a good point.
So not only is does it take away your opportunity to make the choice, but it also possibly boosts your competition who's willing to pander to the government. So
it's not an improvement for freedom, and it's not an improvement for the American economy.
The president going on here talking about all these actions he's taking. Says Made in America refers to domestic preferences related to federal procurement, federal grants, and other forms of federal assistance. Buy American and Buy America refers to the specific statutes that go by those names. And I'm just going to skip the rest of this article because it's just pure propaganda. But I just wanted to share it with you guys because you were surprised that, oh my God, Biden would do this? Well, yes, he would, because guess what? He gets money from the same corporations that Trump does.
Is just handing more power to the government.
That's right. And those corporations.
I just want to know where my $1,400 check is. I need to buy more Bitcoin.
Yeah, when's that coming in?
I don't know.
I thought you said they were going to do that. No?
They were going to do what?
I thought they were going to do that. What's going on with that?
The $1,400 stimulus checks? It's in Congress right now, presumably.
So they haven't finished the back scratch.
Yeah. I remember there was a weekend that I really thought we were going to get our last stimulus check in August, and we didn't get it until January.
That's the government for you. There's more coming up here, and your calls and thoughts later on Free Talk Live. Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, a special episode that we're mixing up a little bit with no call-ins for the first half, and then towards the end we'll open up the phones because we're in the midst of a
troll job.
Very interesting Republican county meeting here, or city meeting here in Keene, which we'll tell you more about after the fact, coming up probably in the next segment or so, I'm guessing.
I would imagine so.
We're in the past right now.
That's correct. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Arya.
And so a little bit of news out of our very own New Hampshire. I saw this in the New Hampshire Cop Block group that I'm in on Telegram. There's a couple of guys now that are living here, and I think they're both relatively new movers. One of them is the guy from, his name is Joa, and he does a channel called Breaking the Flaw on YouTube, and he's been doing this for years where he didn't live in New Hampshire up until 2020. He moved in 2020, I think. And prior to that, he was in Rhode Island and had been doing a lot of sort of New England area, what they call First Amendment audits. Do you know what that is, what a First Amendment audit is?
It's when you go to a public, like a courthouse or something, and you try to make sure that they're letting you film and film them trying to take your camera away.
Well, hopefully they won't try to take your camera away, but if they do, it usually makes for some pretty good footage. But the idea behind a First Amendment audit is not just to go to courthouses, but any government building. Any building that is ostensibly open to the public, you go in with a video camera rolling, and you just tour around and see where you can go and see what the bureaucrats do.
And they usually call the police, and the police come, and they want to question you and get all your information and tell you that what you're doing is suspicious because you might be a terrorist and other nonsense.
Have you've seen some of these?
Yes.
So there's apparently another guy. So I mentioned Joa from Breaking the Flaw, and he's a longtime Free Talk Live listener. It was actually our show, I think, that helped influence him to make the move to New Hampshire. So
nice.
Kudos. In fact, we're actually now sponsoring Breaking the Flaw on YouTube,
sweet,
which is pretty cool. But there's actually another guy apparently out there, and we're going to talk about him here. Hampton, New Hampshire. Now, Hampton. This is one of the, like, beach communities where the rich people live, basically.
Sure.
And
that's the beach that we went to for Veterans Day or Memorial Day or whatever, right?
That's right. When we went illegally onto the beach,
yes,
in New Hampshire that was closed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And no one gave us a hard time.
That was Hampton Beach, which is, I think, next door to Hampton.
Okay.
And then there's, like, Northampton or something. So there's, like, three different Hampton towns, and they're all over in the seacoast. Anyway, this is from SeacoastOnline.com. A man who live streamed from town hall complaining his rights were being violated because he wasn't allowed to go to the second floor due to COVID-19 restrictions, quote, frightened, unquote, town employees, but did nothing illegal. The February 1st incident resulted in a few town employees emailing Selectman Mary Louise Woolsey, telling her they were, quote, terrified, unquote, of the, quote, lunatic who went into the town office with his camera, unquote.
Sounds like AOC, how she almost died.
Oh, right.
So this guy's filming everything he's doing, and they still feel afraid?
That's right.
That's the exact opposite of how this should work.
Well, that's how unfamiliar they are with people actually exercising their rights at this town hall.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier, like, that looks so odd to them that they have to go up and see what the suspicious thing is about just because somebody is filming what they're doing.
Yep, and they were scared about it. Woolsey wanted to know why selectmen were never notified by town management and why town police did not, quote, take him somewhere and throw him. No idiots should be allowed in.
Who said that?
This is a selectman. This is the equivalent of a city councilor in this town.
No idiot should be
LRN.FM.
So stupid.
Town manager Jamie Sullivan addressed the incident for the second time Monday night, saying at no time was any town employee in danger. Sullivan said, I was involved from the beginning. Law enforcement was involved from the beginning. They monitored it the entire time. No one was unsafe. At no time was this person a danger. An annoyance, perhaps, but nothing further. Unquote. The man, who identifies himself on camera as Mark, live-streamed the entire incident on his YouTube channel called Press NH Now.
Wow, they actually plugged his channel?
They did, so kudos to them for that. They didn't link to it, but they did say what it was called. Trying to make the point that COVID-19 policy decisions were not law. and that he had a right to film in a public building. The hour and 49-minute video starts with the man stating that he was just informed he would be arrested if he returned to the second floor where the town manager, finance department, and town attorney's officers are located. The second floor has been closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Coronavirus doesn't go on second floors.
Quote, I don't follow policy, I follow the law, and they are denying me access to upstairs, he says while talking to his followers, commenting in the chat section. Quote, this is a public building, we all pay for it. He later stated he was conducting a First Amendment audit, trying to get a copy of the town's code enforcement ordinance while videoing town employees as he asked them for assistance. Quote, you guys are looking bad, he says, while informing his viewers the town is violating the Freedom of Information Act after he was told he could locate it on the town's website. Quote, this is unbelievable, he said. He left for a short period to visit the library after being directed that a copy of the ordinance was there, but returned shortly later after finding out that it was from 2019. He eventually left town hall after a town employee printed out the entire 2020 ordinance book for him. Sullivan told Woolsey the man is known to police and has done similar audits in other communities.
Who was Sullivan again?
This is the town manager.
Okay. So it sounds like he's at least being reasonable about it and trying to, you know, yes, the police are aware of him. He's not doing anything wrong, though.
Yeah, it sounds like the police handled this professionally.
Yeah.
And the town bureaucrats, on the other hand, or some of them, the elected people, just did not know how to handle this. According to his YouTube channel, he's done audits in Bedford, Franklin, Rochester, and Salem. He appears to mimic other YouTube activists who've gone into town halls and police departments all over the country to film employees and patrons and see if they will interfere with their constitutional rights. It's basically like a test.
That's why it's called an audit.
Right. They want to see what they'll do. And if they screw it up and they arrest him, well, then he's got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And he can cash in. So basically, these guys that are doing these First Amendment audits are providing a real service to those of us who actually appreciate freedom and freedom of speech and the right to record video. So I'm grateful to them.
Have you ever done one of these?
I mean, essentially, whenever you go to a place and record video, it's the same thing. Whether you're going there for the intention of a quote-unquote First Amendment audit or not. So I have not done a First Amendment audit, but I have recorded in a ton of government buildings. So, ultimately, the same thing.
Yeah, they just passed their test.
I recorded Ian in the town hall last week. I think it was last week, but I did a bad job because I was recording Ian, and I was supposed to be recording the bureaucrat lady. Well,
but we don't know if it was a bad job yet because we haven't actually reviewed the footage. But Bonnie helped me challenge a parking ticket last week at Keene City Hall. And actually, it was interesting because it wasn't actually the parking ticket. It was a $60 collections notice that I'd received from a private collections company that was trying to collect a debt that they said that the church owed to the city of Keene. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is based on a parking ticket? Well, I would always challenge a parking ticket if I found a parking ticket on any car I was driving. So
right.
I know if I got a parking ticket, I challenged it. So there's no chance this should have gone to collections. It should have gone to court. So that's what we went to the city to do. And what they said was pretty revealing. I'll share that with you coming up here in moments. And I hope we got it on the video. More coming up.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As your commander-in-chief, I will never hesitate to use force to defend the vital interests of America, the American people. But I believe force should be a tool of last resort, not first.
President Biden's comments at the Pentagon on Wednesday, the president calling service members warriors, adding that Americans owe them an incredible debt of gratitude. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants to make it a law for the national anthem to be played at public events. Patrick announcing the Star Spangled Banner Protection Act today, calling it one of his legislative priorities. The Republican says he wants the anthem to be played for every event receiving public funding. House impeachment managers spending much of Wednesday presenting security camera footage of the events that took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in President Trump's second impeachment trial. USA Radio News. The CDC director is continuing to urge folks to wear masks despite dropping COVID-19 numbers.
Masks offer two kinds of protection. When I wear a mask, it protects you and it protects me. But to get the most protection possible, we all have to wear them.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky also says there's now clear information that shows coronavirus case spread dropped after mask mandates were instituted by states across the country. President Biden is calling for an immediate return to democracy in Burma after a military coup has overtaken the democratic government. He says the military there must respect the will of the people.
The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
The president announcing another executive order. This one imposes sanctions on military leaders in the country. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ticket to the Man and Big Tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Actually live now. Welcome to the program, and sorry about the dead air at the beginning of the show. I know you shouldn't apologize for mistakes like that, but it was 3 minutes. You couldn't ignore that one. So
it happens. I mean, no one's perfect.
Nope, I screwed that one up, and that's because we were doing something different earlier in the show, which is playing a recorded episode that we started doing last night. And the reason was we were going to attend and have a little trolling fun with the local Republican committee meeting here in Keene, because it seemed like in advance that they had been trying to push out any supporters of you, Aria Domenso. And that certainly seems like what they were doing tonight.
Well, they definitely did that in Grafton County, New Hampshire.
And this is Cheshire County, and that's what they did tonight.
Almost openly in Grafton.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was pretty openly in Grafton. Yeah. I don't know if I can share the emails that I was sent, and I would ask permission before I did. I guess it probably doesn't matter now since the person's no longer a chair in the first place. But, yeah, it was 100% in Grafton.
All about you.
About me.
Yeah.
And the fact that he and I were friends.
That he was your supporter.
Yeah.
Specifically. So we said we were coming back live. We are back live. We'll take your calls and your thoughts at 603-283-6160. I do have the actual audio of the bureaucrat at the parking department, which is what we were talking about at the very end of our recorded show.
Oh, you do have that.
I have that audio ready to go, so we can play that for you, where they actually admit on video audio that they would prefer to not have to fight us in court, basically. I'm summarizing what she said.
That's beautiful.
Let me go to your phone calls here first. We got Mark. He's in Arizona. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Turn down that radio in the background or it's going to get real confusing.
I'm sorry, I can't.
You can't. Okay. Well, it's going to get possibly very confusing. Go ahead with what you had to say.
Does ARIA have any comment to the...
Hello? See, this is what I was talking about. You're listening to yourself on the radio, and it's going to confuse the hell out of you.
Let me turn it off.
That's what I asked you to do before. Okay. So
I'm sure I have some sort of comment about whatever, though. I mean,
I'm
usually do.
Mark, are you done with that, or should we come back to you?
Wait a minute. Right. I'm trying to turn it off.
Yeah, we're going to give you a minute, and you can wait there while we bring Ronald on the line here in Indiana. Ronald, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I kind of like to change it up a little bit. I got to check into some math, and I can't figure out why 51% of black babies are aborted in the United States now.
Huh?
And only 18 to 12 of white babies. God called and said, could we get the white baby abortion rate up a little higher? So it's close. I'm not a racist or nothing, but should we bring the white baby rate up or should we take the black rate down? I'm kind of confused here. I don't really get it. LeBron's not complaining. Stephon's not complaining. Jackson's not complaining. The DNC's not complaining. For Christ's sake, they support these fools. I'm sorry.
Well, let me... I support an individual doing whatever the individual thinks is best for their long-term, you know, well-being. And
Let me finish.
I'll put them on hold. Go ahead.
Babies are very expensive. It's generally good advice for a person who's trying to move forward in the world and establish a career and things like that to not have a baby. You know, mistakes happen, things like that, so abortion becomes necessary. If that's happening more commonly in black neighborhoods, black communities, it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's just opening up those people to move forward in the world without having this, you know, $20,000 a year debt attached to them.
And as far as you saying that black celebrities don't talk about it, Kanye West very publicly brought it up at the beginning of 2020, saying that he thinks that it's like a conspiracy.
He brought up
Yes, ma'am, the black does it. The BNC doesn't say nothing. The black leaders don't say nothing. Is that not treason or am I just an idiot?
It sounds like it's people treason. Voluntarily having abortions, so...
I'm not really sure what your point is here tonight, Ronald.
I better go. I'm getting upset. Hey, God bless you.
Okay, goodbye. 603-283-6160. I'm not sure what the point of that call was exactly.
Well, Planned Parenthood does have its origins as being a racist eugenics program, purportedly. Mm-hmm. I've never actually looked into it, but I've read it in mainstream sources.
Margaret, whatever her name was, Margaret Sanger, she was just a racist. She was a straight-up racist.
So I wouldn't be terribly surprised to find that there is some sort of conspiracy to, I don't know. I don't see abortion as necessarily hurting any of these communities. If it's, you know,
no, if anything, it would actually help those people who don't now have to pay for a child they didn't want.
Right.
I mean, that's going to do economic damage to a person and will do damage to a child because if you're born to parents who don't want you, that's not going to be a good life.
Yeah.
And I can only see if they mandated that abortions were illegal, that it would be worse.
It would be way worse.
Because abortions wouldn't go away, first of all. They would just return to the back alleys with coat hangers.
Or worse. Yeah, baseball bats or whatever it is people would come up with. Let's go back to Mark. Let's give him another shot here. Mark, did you get your radio turned off?
Yeah, I finally got it off.
Great. Go ahead with what you were calling about.
Well, Dash Prager said today on his radio show that... should a biological male compete with the biological female?
You mean like in a sporting event?
Because he identifies as a woman.
Are you talking about like a sporting event?
I don't know what he was talking about, but he
well,
said...
I don't know either.
I would assume a sporting event.
Okay. What's the question for Aria?
For Aria is... Is it right that the biological male should compete against the biological woman?
There's, in what?
In any sort of sports.
Yeah, he's referring to certain people who are trans want to go, if let's say they were born a man and they have transitioned into female, should they be allowed to compete in, like, the women's NBA or women's weightlifting or women's whatever? Aria, what do you think?
There's no real, there's no real good answer to this that's going to make everyone happy. But you do have, I think, the fastest female runner in the world. It is just constantly being accused of being trans or having XXY chromosomes or whatever. Hmm. It's not that gender and sexuality aren't these ultra simple things that people who grow up and think, oh, well, boys have this part and girls have this part and that's the end of it. It's not that simple when we're actually adults. You know, it matters. I can probably out arm wrestle a lot of, you know, still biological men, and there are a lot of biological women who could do that as well. It's not like every single male is stronger than every single female.
No,
on average, though,
men, I mean, people born as men are upper body strength. They got it when women don't, just generally.
They have the physical prowess because of testosterone, but on the other hand, you do have, you know, female-to-male trans people who could have been, you know, injecting testosterone from the time they were 12 and essentially gone through puberty as a male. Would they be able to compete on the same level with someone like Tom Brady or whoever? I have no idea. And what these athletes want to do is, what I want them to do is make their own decisions. If they don't think a competition is fair, then stop competing in that competition and find one that you think is fair.
Yeah, start your own league.
Okay, but and ultimately, this is a question that only the leagues should be answering for themselves as a private organization that makes decisions about whatever their rules are. But if you were in charge of, you know, women's weightlifting, would you exclude people born as men?
I would.
You would.
I would.
I think that's, I'm kind of with you on that one, you know, because it doesn't seem fair.
I mean, I would gladly refer to them as females and all of that, but if they were on steroids, I would exclude them as well. And for all intents and purposes, testosterone is a steroid.
Mm. Well, would you exclude women who've been, like, weightlifting before? I don't know. Like, there's lots of different ways to have
a... exclude a woman from a weightlifting competition for women.
But there's lots of different ways to have an advantage.
Sure, but there's
taller
no doubt.
Women with longer arms.
I mean, no doubt about it, but, I mean, how many pull-ups can you do?
Zero. I'm pretty sure I'm on the low end of that anyway.
I've never had a girlfriend who could do a pull-up. How about you, Aria?
I do not generally ask whether or not they can do pull-ups, so I have no idea.
It's just not fair. I mean, it's not even a close competition between men with upper body strength and like I'd never practiced at pull-ups over years of my life, and I could hop up and do at least a handful usually.
Well, also you're thin; you don't have to lift a lot.
Well, so are you. All right. So thank you, Mark, for the call. I think 603-283-6160. Appreciate it, and you can call in to bring up whatever you want. We'll play the parking department.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We are live at this part of the night, so thanks for bearing with us as we did the first hour and a half as a recorded episode. And maybe we should recap what happened. We failed miserably.
Oh, it was exactly what we expected.
Yeah, yeah.
We still trolled. We didn't fail at trolling.
That's true. That's true. Ari, you were topless, as you promised, during this call with the Republicans. It was one of these Zoom meetings. There were, what, about 20, I would say, people on this? Maybe a little more than that, 20 or so, 20 and change.
I can check the actual video I took, but I think it was at least 21 at one point, and then yeah. Matt Roach came on, so I think the total was 22.
I think we had, what, 7 or 8 votes for you compared to they had like 17 for the other person.
Yeah, they stacked the deck significantly harder than we did.
Yes, with everyone who was over the age of 60 or 65 that are Republicans in Keene. Keene, New Hampshire is where we live. We tried to join the Republican Party a couple of years ago just to, you know, to have access to the ballot in a way that the Libertarians didn't, because it's a lot easier to run as a Republican, as we mentioned, I think, earlier in the show tonight. And, you know, tried to bring some fresh, young people into the Republican Party, because honestly, they're just dying off. Literally, they are getting old and they're not being replaced by anyone. So, I mean,
we did a good job of that. We brought in a lot of young people.
We did.
And all of those young people were just smacked down tonight.
That's right. I was the vice chair of the party, and Bob Call was the chairman of the party, and neither of us are continuing in those roles. We were replaced by a woman and a man, probably in their 60s. So
you were replaced by old white retirees.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's not a whole lot that appears to be changing here with the Republican Party. In fact, right now at the top of the Drudge Report, there's a headline, "There's Nothing Left, Why Thousands of Republicans Are Leaving the Party."
It's tens of thousands. I looked into the article. I don't know why they characterized this so lightly, but yeah, it's 20,000 so far.
Wow.
And maybe as high as 75,000.
Is that nationwide?
It says here it's in California. It's more than 33,000 Republicans in just California.
Whew.
Pennsylvania, 12,000 voters. 10,000 Republicans in Arizona. So, I mean, you're talking about New York Times did an analysis of January voting records, found that nearly 140,000 Republicans had quit the party in 25 states and had readily available data. And 19 states do not even have registration by party. So it'd be hard to know in those particular states. So, I mean, the Republican Party's got a lot of problems on its hands right now. Now, I don't know why this schism is happening at the moment. I'm not tapped into the heart of the Republican Party or anything like that. I don't care about the Democrats or the Republicans. Ultimately, to me, my goal is to get the ideas of liberty out there into an election. And whether I can do, if I can do that as a Democrat, I'll do it as a Democrat. I did that when I ran for governor two times in a row here in New Hampshire as a Democrat. If I can do
were
it,
you
as
on the ballot? As
I was
for the general election,
for the primary.
Okay,
I did not.
That's unfortunate.
I didn't get through. I didn't get through the primary. But
maybe I should try that.
You know, why not? Why not? But I was, you know, I've run as a Republican here in Keene. I've run as a Libertarian as well. Whatever it takes to get the word out about freedom, I'm going to do it. But it's interesting seeing what's happening here. I mean, they're basically, they're, at least here in New Hampshire, they're closing ranks. They're shutting out the young people that were trying to get involved in their party and doing everything they can to be as inaccessible. And, well, I guess they were accessible tonight in that they were on Zoom.
I don't know. We've never had any sort of check as people came into our meetings in the past. Oh, where is that? Can I see your Republican card? I need to know that you're actually a registered voter. Not to mention,
we would have to check that if we were going to have a vote. We would.
Okay,
it's part of the bylaws.
But not to mention, they carefully controlled who could access the meeting and who couldn't.
That's
even
right.
If you had the email, even if you had all of the information you needed, they had to actually approve to let you join.
Correct.
And that's gatekeeping if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, they had a plan tonight. They executed their plan, and they did it flawlessly as far as their perspective is concerned. They got all their cronies back in charge of this pointless party, by the way. The Keene Republican Party is completely pointless. It is, it essentially they're shouting into the wind, basically, here in Keene, because Keene is a strong Democrat, you know, major stronghold location. It's
yes.
Democrats top to bottom. Democrats win every single election here, unless it's like a city council, which is nonpartisan. In that case, you have a chance as a Republican, but you can't really wear your Republicanism on your sleeve. Otherwise, it isn't going to work for you. But they basically just shut out everybody who is under the age of 60 from participating. And at the same time, they're having a bunch of people leaving their party. Juan Nunez, now this is nationwide, he's an Army veteran in Pennsylvania, said he recently left the party, and he long felt the difference between the United States and other countries was that campaign season fighting ended on Election Day when all sides would peacefully accept the result. He said the January 6th riot changed that. What happened in D.C. that day? It broke my heart, said Nunez, a lifelong Republican who is preparing to register as an independent. He says it shook me to the core. So apparently, the biggest spikes in Republicans leaving the party came in the days after January 6th. So apparently they're blaming the Republican Party for what happened.
Well, the Republican Party stood behind Trump and his nonsense for 4 years. Mm-hmm. They almost never challenged him on it. And when they did, it was very weak and ineffective. So I'm not surprised. You know, they didn't have the backbone to challenge Trump until he was on his way out of power.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they're like, oh, he no longer matters anyway. We can finally stand up to him.
Right.
They're cowards. I wouldn't want to be associated with them either. I do briefly want to give credit to the Keene Republican Committee for not falling into any of the traps that were laid tonight. They never addressed the fact that I was topless or the fact that Bonnie was misgendering them. Or that
it
I was wearing
so
a leash, they ignored all of it.
Honestly, I didn't notice the leash.
Okay.
I just kept looking at your breasts.
It was right in between them.
Was it? Wow. Yeah, didn't even notice that. But apparently they didn't say anything at all. And you're right. They could have fallen into the trap, but they didn't. So I guess they deserve some credit for that.
I bet they were preparing for trolling.
They would be stupid if they weren't. They're
I
like,
guess.
Hey, we're about to kick out all these people. They know we're about to kick them out.
Yeah.
Aria is attending this event. There will be shenanigans.
Yeah. And there's video. You're going to work on that tonight. That's going to be posted where?
I'll probably send it to you if that's okay and you're going to be awake. But on Free Keene, I'm just going to clip out the really boring stuff.
Okay. Is that going to get me banned from YouTube?
It didn't. I can just put it on my channel then.
Yeah, why don't you put it on your channel and then I can...
It didn't hurt me in the past, yeah. But...
What's your channel area?
On YouTube.
YouTube.com/... Just go to YouTube.ariademezzo.com. That'll get you there.
YouTube.ariademezzo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So they're talking about people here leaving the Republican Party. Many of them are going to register as independents. Other states have the unaffiliated status or undeclared like we do here in New Hampshire. So I wonder if we're going to see similar things happening here. And, you know, in some places there have actually been, I think it was Oregon, where the Libertarian Party had a fight, which, of course, they're always fighting about something in the Libertarian Party. But in this case, there were actually two competing Libertarian parties who were trying to, like, be the real Libertarian Party. And I don't know exactly how that panned out or if they're still fighting.
I'm sure they're still fighting.
But, you know, how does that work exactly with, like, in New Hampshire with the Republican Party here? If we, like, filed to say that we are the one true Republican Party of Keene and these other people are, you know, illegal usurpers or something like that, it probably wouldn't do anything at all. But
we're more principled in the ideas of freedom than them.
Well, we definitely are that.
And decentralization.
I don't Absolutely. Know. I don't think it would probably fly because, as we learned tonight, the Republican Party is entirely centralized and entirely top-down controlled, meaning that everything comes from the state party on down, and if you don't align with them, then they will stop you.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, they want to paint themselves as being, you know, for smaller federal government and for stronger local governments, but everything within their party structure suggests that they're the exact opposite of that.
We could spell Republican wrong.
You mean register a different political party or something?
Yeah, we could be the Republican Party of Keene with a K instead of a C or something.
Unfortunately,
I don't know. Honestly, I don't really desire to have any further association with these people after their behavior over the last 7 or 8, 9 months.
Yeah, it felt dirty to register as a Republican.
It did to me as well, yes. But I was like, but I'm not actually a Republican, so right. It's just a letter next to my name. But I do feel awkward pointing out to people that I'm registered as a Republican. They're like, you? It's a long story.
So now you're thinking about registering as a Democrat?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Because unfortunately,
there's so many good paths forward that it's like, how do I pick this one? What's going to be the funniest?
Indeed. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can do that. Coming up here, we get the parking department admitting that they're glad that we haven't been taking things to court. They don't want that to happen because they always have to drop the charges whenever that happens. We'll explain what's going on with that. Coming up here in Hour 3, you can join us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.